Good to be in touch with everybody for the Tshuva of the week from Kehilat Sharei Orah. And this week, unfortunately, we are mourning the terrible loss of Richard Schultz, sudden, unexpected. It's a very big loss. And one of the things that really stands out about Richard was his Kriyat Torah. To us, he was very, very medayek, very knowledgeable, very learned. And the way he was very, very careful, and just a couple of things really come to mind that they loved being careful about. He loved so much if he would read Arami Oved Avi, say Arami, pause, Oved Avi. And it's because that's important. Arami, pause, Oved Avi. An Aramean, pause, try to harm my father. That's the way Chazal's interpretation. Not that Arami Oved Avi, my father, was a wandering Aramean, as the Pashtanim understand it, but rather as the way Chazal understand Arami Oved Avi. An Aramean tried to harm my father, and that works much better with the Tamei Amikra, with the cantillations that there's a pause. That pause indicates that an Aramean trying to harm my father. Just another interesting thing in terms of Kriyat Torah that Richard really, really loved was when he loved reading Parashat Toledot, when Yaakov asked Esav, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, Anochi, pause, Esav Bechorecha, Anochi, Anochi Esav Bechorecha, he'd make that pause. That was something that that also meant a lot to him. He enjoyed that very, very much. Whenever Richard would read the Shirat Hayam, always in the high high form of the Spanish Portuguese minhag, he also I usually receive that aliyah. And I always love following what Rav Avadja writes, that you should be saying, Zalu kalfer b'mayim adirim. Not b'mayim adirim, not that they drowned the Egyptian soldiers in the great waters, but right, Zalu kalferet b'mayim adirim. Right, so you should make that pause after the mayim. Zalu kalferet b'mayim adirim. That pause after the mayim that they sunk like lead in the water. Adirim, great people, not Mayim. Adirim, great waters. Rav Tzaluk Koferet B'Mayim, they sank in great waters. The Adirim, the great ones, the great military warriors for the Egyptian side. So, just three examples of how Richard was medayek, very, very careful in his Kriyat Torah, and we'll mourn Richard on many, many levels, and one of them is the beautiful Kriyat Torah that he read for us. Wishing everybody a good week.